Mrs. Raisin, I suppose it's all worked out rather well. Not only do you get your house back, but I've had the whole place redecorated.
So I see. I've never seen so many gold light fittings.
Oh, that was Roger's doing. He says you don't need to be a dame to live like Barbara Cartland. But, you know, I don't feel it's worth all the effort. I'm fed up with having to rise at 6 in the morning to make 6 breakfasts.
Mrs. Wendell, apart from me, I don't think you've ever had any guests.
I know, which makes the whole process all the more demoralising.
The mind boggles.
I mean, I've tried, really I've tried. I went down to a local restaurant to distribute flyers. The Waddling Duck, do you know it?
I haven't been, but on a clear day I can smell their bouillabaisse.
It's supposed to have 2 Michelin stars, but in the whole restaurant there was only one person wearing a tie, and that had a picture of Homer Simpson on it. These are not my kind of people. These are people who go on holiday to Faliraki and share Elko Pops with people from Swindon.
Well, they'd have felt at home here.
Frankly, I feel this whole country has gone to the dogs. So I've decided to move somewhere where British values are still upheld. I'm opening a small hotel on the Falkland Islands.
Mrs. Wendell, when do you set sail?
In a few days' time, but not before my swan song performance at the village hall. We're putting on a little something with singing and dancing and scenes from Titus Andronicus. We're calling it the Carsley Talent Show.
Why are you calling it that?
Of course, I shall be doing what I usually do with Noel Coward. And if there's time, I shall try and wrap my tonsils round Ivor Novello. Are you coming?
I think I'm busy that night. When is it?
On Saturday at 1 o'clock sharp. But you know, even show business doesn't have the same allure that it used to. Once the audiences sat there absolutely rapt, hanging on to my every aphorism. Now they sit there unwrapping boiled sweets, hanging on till the cream tea in the interval. So you see, I'm just an old actress who's lost her motivation.